Welcome back, everybody, to Working Title. You were just listening to an ad break, but now you're back listening to the lovely CGLO 1690 AM. Now, Cleo. Yeah. So she just inherited, she just killed her father.
Inherits a portion of his wealth.
Yeah, and she had brothers, right?
Yeah, and she burns through it very quickly, and so then she decides to poison her two brothers, hoping to get their share of her father's fortune, as well as to enact her revenge.
Because because they were not on board.
Yeah, and they were just mean little meanies, and they tattled on her. So she does the same thing. She gets a servant to poison them. Their deaths were a little bit more suspicious because their intestines had been changed, a shade, by the poison, but they were still ruled as
natural causes.
Yeah.
But they were like, this is kind of weird.
They were like, this is a little sus, but like, whatever, we'll just move past. And they also died within months of each other, like very close. So that was suspicious as well.
Yeah.
But also, it was suggested that, like, very highly suggested that before she poisoned her father and while they were working on their formula for Aqua Tofana, she tested out her poisons on patients at the hospital that she went to.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. So when she was giving
the cookies and the wine and stuff.
That's horrific.
Crazy. And it was, you know, In a way, kind of the perfect crime because it was a hospital where nobody cared. It was super overrun, so she wouldn't get caught.
Nobody
and then they were
going to think it was her.
Yeah, and they were already dying. So it was just,
crazy.
So that was crazy as well. She also is said to have started experimenting on her servants, giving them, you know, food or things that were tainted with poison. But basically, her crimes go unknown until 1672, so quite a few years after she kills her dad and her brothers.
Yeah.
Upon the death of her former lover Saint Croix, who they'd sort of fizzled out their affair, whatever. But in his possessions there was a small box wrapped in red leather containing tiny vials of arsenic and letters for the exact formula of poison they'd concocted over the years. written in the Marquise's handwriting. Distinctive handwriting. And there was a note asking that you know, whoever found it return it to her, and because whatever it contained was, you know, only her business, and that if she had died before him, burn it without any examination, basically. But she flees the country. She goes to a convent in Antwerp, and she's there for 3 years until she's discovered by a magistrate who disguised himself as a priest. When she is first confronted, this is complete rumor, but this is one of those things I love about people telling stories of history, where it's like, let me just make something up. She breaks a glass and she tries to swallow the glass, and he's like, oh, like, you're trying to kill yourself, like, you're so sinful, you already killed these people. And she just says, like, we all have our bad moments.
Oh my God, I love it.
Yeah, amazing. Like, just right out of the movie. But, yeah, so as part of her sentence, she was subjected to a form of torture known as water cure, which is basically, I think, waterboarding, where you were, like, bent backwards over a wooden pole, like a wooden railing, and you were tied up, and then you were forced to drink through a funnel copious amounts of water over a very short period of time. So she was made to drink a gallon of water through a funnel. And then she was not allowed to take
upside down.
She wasn't allowed to take communion because of, you know, all of her sins, but she was covered in a white slip on the way to her execution. She was able to perform honorable, however you say that in French, which is like a very specific kind of public apology in the church for what you've done while everyone looks at you inside of a packed cathedral. But she was carried in a cart made for livestock, and was executed, and then her remains were burned. But her,
it's a little like Cersei Lannister.
Really intense, really intense, like sad death. But her during her torture, she had been quoted as saying, "So many of us are doing it, but only I get caught." And so her poisoning led to kind of the discovery of what was called the Affair of Poisons, which was 319 arrests, 36 death sentences, all of noble people
who were poisoning each other
to get inheritances, to like start their widowship all this stuff.
That's actually wild.
So yeah, that's a whole other thing, but she was kind of the...
But she was literally the tip of the iceberg that made people start looking into like...
She was the face of poison. She was like, I did it, anyone can do it.
That's absolutely wild. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. What a story.
Crazy. Oh my God. Then people started selling little vials of their poison in the streets and everything.
Oh my God. It's literally like inspiring me to do like a D&D villain.
Isn't there one called Tasha's Cauldron of anything?
Yeah.
I feel like that. She would make poisons.
Yeah, literally. Tasha? Cool. Absolutely. Yeah. Tasha would. She's like a witch, but like she would definitely like make some poisons and stuff. Maybe she has a sister that's super poison knowledge. So that's our show for today. We're gonna finish you guys off with oh my God, you have to take it away with the French, how to pronounce this cover.
Tant Amour Perdu, and it's by L'Empératrice, I think they're called. They're from Paris.
Yeah, but it was definitely a cool song. I was listening
to
it.
Really nice.
And then we got Richard Hell and the Voidoids with Blank Generation, which is a great song.
Classic, yeah.
And then finally, to top off our show for you guys to send you off for the weekend, I got a ska song, my ska pick. And it's going to be Everything Went Numb by Streetlight Manifesto, which is one of my favorite ska bands of all time. You know, they're
the one everybody knows.
Yeah, exactly. They're fantastic. Alrighty, everybody. Well, thank you so much. This has been Working Title. And we'll see you guys in 2 weeks.
Thanks so much for listening.
Oh, fucking luck to lose my train of thought and fall into your arms, tracks and watch beneath the eyelids every passing night. I belong to the blank generation and I can take it or leave it each time. Well, I belong to the generation, but I can take it or leave it each time. I belong to the blank generation and can take it or leave it each time. Well, I belong to the generation, but I can take it or leave it each time.